And with the vision presentation that we shared last week, we're spending the next few weeks, as it were, unpacking what we talked about last week. And so what we're going to try and do tonight is this. I'm going to invite a few people up, and we're going to have a conversation about various things we do in church. We call them ministries, but various activities we do in church. And they're all going to share a little bit of their heart and passion for it. And I hope you get excited as they're excited. Some of them are so excited, I've said, you only have 60 seconds. So, because some of them can go on and on, which is great. I actually love it when my leaders get so passionate about what they're doing, what God's called them to do. You have to say, yeah, okay, I've got it. You can kind of calm down now. I love that. It's not a problem. And they're going to share one or two practical ways that they're going to take that passion, that vision they have for people within their ministry forward. And then we're going to fill it in. We haven't rehearsed. So this is the first time we're doing it, which is either going to be really good or really good, because that's all we do here. So if Dave and Kat would like to come up. Dave and Kat, they look after our creative ministry. So give them a hand. Dave and Kat Parkinson. I'm going to ask Mel Clark to come up. She looks after the kids' work in church. And now, actually, Mel and these two, they look after creative and kids across all the locations. Their location, their kind of big cheeses. Just call them big cheeses, if you have. Also, could we have Sarah Yates? Sarah Yates looks after some of our community work. And it's awesome. She's going to come and share some about that. And let's give a big round. Andy Carter, here with Chrissy Lee's Extension Services. Service in Lancaster, among other things. And he pulls teeth for a living. Yeah. Bless him. He's good at it. Well, you're quite good at it, aren't you, Andy? Oh, it's his birthday today as well. He's almost 40, so you need to be gentle with him. He's feeling a bit vulnerable today. It is his birthday, so happy birthday, Andy. You're almost 40.
Thanks very much, Pastor Ed. Yeah. So I'm just catching up with you, heading in towards your sixth decade, I think, aren't you? Something like that.
So nasty to me. And then let's welcome Jason up. Jason Street. Jason Street looks after our finances. Say prayer hands. And Michelle, Pastor Michelle's going to come as well and join us. And we're going to... So everybody, we're going to share our very lives. And obviously you're involved in different areas of church, different ministries, and we're going to try and hopefully inspire everybody sat here and everybody who's going to listen to this podcast when it goes out there. You're going to be so famous. I mean, millions of people are going to listen. So it's going to be great. Clark's going to start first, mainly because she's on Valley Kids and needs to disappear again.
She wants to disappear because they're doing some kind of explosive...
I'm so sticky. We've literally just blown up some Diet Coke with Mentos. It's been brilliant. So I'm getting back into some balloon games and some popcorn throwing contests and, yeah. Sorry.
And teaching the Word of God, of course, right through the middle of all of that. Yeah.
Wow, sounds fun.
It is.
Yeah. Do you know you said that Diet Coke was sticky? Mm. Diet Coke isn't sticky.
It is when you put the whole pack of Mentos in it.
Oh. Fair point. Fair point. Yes. So, you look after the kids' work across all the locations. Just tell us a little bit about your passion and what you can have a heart to do this year.
Okay. So, we see the kids' ministry as this kind of heartbeat in the community. And what we really want is for it to have such a buzz about it that the name Valley Kids is known as this place where kids can come, they can find a home, they can have fun, they know that they're loved, they know they're valuable, they know they've got a future in Jesus and who Jesus made them to be. We have an incredible team who are willing just to really say, let's take the ministry forward. Let's just break out this year. Let's go for it. Let's start new things. We're going to serve our hearts out. Doesn't matter if we're tired because it's going to be epic. And we're going to hopefully see so many kids come to know Jesus as their Lord, their Saviour and their best friend. So we can't wait.
It's
So Mel, you have some specific things that you're thinking are going to really engage with that and help you to do that. Why do you not share that? Because it's the first time that you've kind of spoken about this. So
this is something that we can all get particularly excited about, because we can all be involved if you want to be. And you will, because it's going to be great. We are going to do this summer a kids club, not just for our kids here, but for the kids in the community. So we're going to open the church over summer for 3 days. We're going to have an amazing kids club running throughout the day. A brilliant theme. Lots of games, lots of crazy worship, tons of fun teaching, and it's just going to be brilliant because it's a chance to really engage with the community. Lots of chances to dress up, I'm sure, face paint, the lot. So it'll be fantastic just to get as many people behind it as possible to say, this is something that we are going to do as a church. This is something that we're going to do. We're going to open our doors. We're going to say, come on, kids, let's go in. Let's learn about who God is. Let's see how he can impact your life, and we have the most fun doing it. So it's going to be brilliant. Can I give you one more thing? We're also aiming towards having an after-school club. So somewhere where we can have kids. We have a lot of schools locally. We have 3 that are all within walking distance of this church. So have something after school that the kids can come to, especially when we have the cafe built, where the parents can hang out, the kids can come. There's kids leaders there that they can meet, people that are going to love them, people that are going to treat them well. They're going to have an absolute blast, loads of fun. See that church is not a scary place, but actually church is accessible. Jesus is more than accessible. And the whole thing is, it's just fun.
Awesome. So Mel, when can we have some details about the summer club? So if these guys are saying, I want to book my summer holidays and I'd love to put some time into what you're talking about, when can we have details of that?
Well, I have a meeting on Thursday, so hopefully by Sunday we will have a date that we can announce.
Fantastic.
And then you can all sign up. It'd be amazing.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you, Mel. We love your heart and passion. Yeah, it's always a bit scary when you have the microphone because you do get so passionate about your kids' work. Which is good. It's a good thing. So that's brilliant. Do you want to go now?
Who do you want?
If you give it to Dave, that would be fine.
Good. Thanks, Mel.
Thank you, Mel. Give her a hand. So we have Dave and Catherine Parkinson. It's really actually strange having them here on stage because, well, we knew them when they were very little.
You make you feel old, Ed.
Yes, you do make us feel old. Yeah.
There's a theme going on here, I think.
Yeah. But the thing is, one of your children is the same age as one of our children, so I don't feel that much older than you, to be honest. I kind of almost feel we're on the same age, really.
We could be younger,
still a decade
actually.
Between us, though.
Yeah, okay, don't have to point it out, are you?
That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, let's keep going, yeah. So, Dave, why don't you very quickly just share what you actually do in church?
Okay. Well, Catherine and myself look after the creative elements of church. So that's worship, that's production, that's event design, so everything you see kind of on the walls, on the screen. Really, what we want to do is create a journey from the car park all the way into the service and back out again. And it's funny, actually, Mel mentioned like a heartbeat. You know, we feel like there's a creative heartbeat through the church, especially on a Sunday. So we obviously bring songs. We actually write songs as well at the moment, and all that kind of thing.
Awesome. And your remit is, with the worship doesn't just involve the songs, does it? But worship can involve dance. We've done dances before. We've done spoken words. There's like a whole kind of spectrum of things, not just purely what, you know, people would think worship is just singing, but actually worship is way more than that.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of other stuff that goes with worship, with singing. We have all sorts of items generally on through the year at different events. We've had dances and things like that. We're into flag waving and all sorts. Sorry, Ed.
Not sure we are.
No, we're not.
Just
really.
To let all the new people, we don't do flag waving.
We don't do flag waving. I've actually done flag waving. And it was
video.
Really good. It was really good. I enjoyed it. I felt liberated. But I'll leave it there. I'll leave it there. So, but we want to extend our creative stuff into all sorts. So, you know, art and design and anything like that. Basket weaving, whatever you're into, really. So we have a creative team night every other week. Should I stop now? All right.
It was a basket weaving, Dave. It's like, wow, yeah. Get him off.
I'm just looking at my event design team going, no, please don't make us do that. No. All things amazing. No, we've got loads of ideas. Basically, you know, we love to, part of our mission is to create a home, and that is our job as a creative team, to make the atmosphere here feel like home, and link up with everything. So whatever theme is going on in church, that we make sure that that theme is felt and the atmosphere is felt wherever. But not just here, but that every location has the same heartbeat, that feels the same, looks the same, same culture is driven right the way throughout. So wherever you are, you just know you're in Valley.
So, obviously, we're sharing our very lives this time, and there's some exciting plans in creative. Could you tell us about one or two?
Yeah. Dave very briefly talked about the music, so, and he'll talk about that in a second, but from a kind of creative event design point of view, Pastor Ed, you just said before about really praying for 100 new Christians this year. Yeah. And so one of our ideas is that we are going to create the number 100 up here with 100 light bulbs in it. And so every time a new salvation is created or made,
someone finds hope and light.
A light bulb will be lit. And so it's one of those that it's a visual thing that everybody can get behind, and we can see as we're enhancing the kingdom of God. And we can really get behind that and really pray for people. So even like visualizing a light bulb as one of your friends or relatives, and you're praying for that light bulb to be lit. So over the year, we just pray that we will see more and more, and that we would ultimately by this time next year, we've got all 100 light bulbs lit, and then we'll add another zero and so on. Yeah.
That's faith. That's good. I like that.
Really excited. It's just, I love the whole visual side of things, which is why we're in creativity. Another one is...
So there's a line in we've got a statement called The Church We See. It's like a vision statement. And one of the lines in that is about creating, about this place being a place that creates a sound of the house. And so much so that it's going to reach the ends of the world, really. So one way of doing that is we're going to be doing an album this year. We have lots of you know about this already, but this is really exciting. We're doing an album live recording in the summer, 16th of July. We've hired out the Venue 53, which is the Student Union kind of club building thing on Fowle Road in Preston. It's a really epic venue. So we're going to do a live recording there and send our songs out to the whole world.
So it echoes around the globe.
Echoes around the world.
Yes.
That's fab. And so if there's people here that are creative, if they're interested in dance or music or really amazing, have a great eye for creativity, a good artist, then it'd be just so easy. Go and speak to these guys. They would love to. You know, even if it's just helping them when they have create days or whatever, there's something here you can get involved in. So please go speak to these guys, and they would love to have a conversation with you and get them to take you out for coffee. That'd be awesome. Yeah, so next we're going to chat a little bit with Sarah. And Sarah and Rob actually both have a massive heart for the community. You know, they want to see the community transformed. They want to see people giving hope and life, but they want to see social justice happen. They want to see people set free. They want to see, you know, people giving hope into their lives. And so, Sarah, in the last few years, you've been really involved in this, but tell us about what happened over Christmas, because that was a fantastic thing that happened as a church. Why don't you let us know what we did and how that went?
Yeah, so obviously, if you're new or visiting here tonight, you won't know this, but for the rest of you, we had a Christmas tree set up at the back far too early, which was quite interesting.
Never too early.
But actually, there is a reason for it. So we actually had gift tags hung all over the tree with gift ideas, and we asked the church to nominate people in their world and their community that actually they just needed a real blessing over the Christmas season, whether they'd been through a really tough time or they were struggling because of finances or whatever. So people took a tag and they nominated somebody, and then they went off shopping and donated stuff. We had just such an amazing response from you guys. So just thank you so much. You know, we got more than enough that we needed. We also had 33 nominations, and that's not just individuals. It could have been a family or a couple. So many people were impacted. We had a sisterhood packing morning, so we all got together and wrapped all the gifts, and they looked beautiful, and they went out. And actually, I know that some of you guys here were blessed by those gifts, and you know, that is our heart to you. We just wanted to say, hey, you know, we love you. You know, your lives matter, and what you're going through matters. It matters to church and to God. So it's something that we'd love to build on. Potentially look at doing again this year, making it bigger and better, because that's what we always do. And it was amazing just to bless people. We had thank you cards and emails, and we had texts, and many of those people that got in touch with us to say thank you are not people that are part of our family here at church. So what an amazing way just to reach out to our communities. That was so good. So
and we really, because we think Jesus is the answer to everything, both now and for all eternity. And so we have a passion both to share the gospel, but also just to care for people and just say, look, we care for you because we care for you, and God cares for you, and God loves you. Is there anything particularly this year that you're excited about to do with that side of church?
Oh, well, yeah, I think, as far as I'm concerned, and you know, I think it's all through the Bible, really, that you never see Jesus doing anything for somebody without drawing them to himself. So everything that we do, it's about drawing people in to meet Jesus. So there's so many ways that we can do that this year as a church. Two things mainly, partly with a focus with sisterhood, but also across the whole church. We want to encourage you all just to be the change in your world. And however it is that you know that you can do that, just do it. You don't need permission to do that. Just go and do good, and be salt and light where you are. So we want to just really, you know, inspire you to do that as we go through the year. Also, as we approach the autumn, we're going to be getting involved in the Walk for Freedom, which is the A21 campaign. If you guys spend any time looking into human trafficking, I mean, it is seriously, seriously shocking what is going on. Not only, you know, we kind of think of it as a far away thing, but it's absolutely not. You know, it happens right where we are. So we'd love to just get involved with that, and see amazing things happen through that, and lives changed and lives restored. So yeah, really excited.
No, that's awesome. I'm super excited, Sarah, about what we're doing as a church, and I just think that it's just God's heartbeat, isn't it? Yeah. So that's amazing.
Brilliant. Thank you, Sarah. We love you in Rob's heart. And we have Jason Street sat here, and Jason always gives us that air of confidence, and everything's okay if Jason's there, which is why he's looking after the finances. So Jason's there, it's all fine. But obviously we want to share our very lives, and we have a massive heart to empower this new generation. How does our mission and our passion going to affect the finances this year? And what kind of heart have we got for it, Jason?
Well, just to say, it is an illusion, Ed, that there's a lot of paddling going on under the surface. I think I'm fortunate to chair a really good finance team, and to be fair, most of the rest of the team actually do the heavy lifting, so that's great. And it's a lot behind the scenes. But really, I would describe what we're doing as financing the home to empower a new generation. We know we're talking about creating a home. Well, we're making sure that both from a compliance point of view, from a legal point of view, we are doing everything we should as a charity, which is important to maintain that integrity and develop all that we're doing, particularly when people are giving free will, you know, out of their own giving. But also, it's really about taking some steps. And I described to the partners the other week that faith is a muscle that grows in the stretch. And really, when we talk about the stretch in our lives, in our finances, we're very much talking about taking steps with Heart for the House. So in the September each year, we have a Heart for the House offering, and that really takes us onto bigger areas, bigger when we're doing extension services or new campuses, building projects such as the cafe that we're starting already. Those are the big faith steps that we take, so that when you and I are inviting our world to come to church, they can experience what Jesus is like, but also do so in a great environment and one that they really want to make a home in. And that really is the sort of the stretch in what we're doing, but also on our regular week by week, day by day, month by month giving. That is hugely important to continue that faith step that we've already begun. And this year we're stepping out in our general tithes and offerings with a belief that overall we can grow our income by 20% this year, which is a big ask, and it requires not just a few individuals, but just as we've seen so faithfully down the years, that everyone stepping up and doing their bit based on what God's placed in their hands. We also believe in being really good stewards of what God has placed into our hands here as a building. And it's really exciting that over this last year, 2016, the revenue that's come in from the hiring of this building was up to almost £20,000 this last financial year. And again, we're looking to develop that and really use that. And there's people that are involved in that with real skill and talent to be able to market the building and really make good use of the resources that we have here, which will help alongside that as well.
And we really, I mean, one thing we talked about last weekend, Jason, was givers. People who are specially anointed to give. So everybody's called to give. Give their tithe, give generously from what God has blessed us with. But there's like we're almost a special spiritual gift of giving. And we'd love to support those kind of guys. Can you explain what those kind of people might do and how we want to help them?
Yeah, it's an important concept, really, that we've been chewing on for a year or two now, and certainly it's really coming out in the vision for this year. And something that we've really latched onto in that area is something called Kingdom Builders. And that is something that Hillsong Church have developed, but it's a concept really around those that have been called either in business or in earnings, high earnings, where they feel that they can really go above and beyond perhaps what other people can, that God's blessed them with and can use that. And we're really looking to encourage and develop a core group of people, whatever size that may be, who feel that they can really step up to the mark and give perhaps above and beyond what they've ever been able to do. And that is something that I have a heart for, that I'm really doing a lot of work and research on at the moment. And we really want to see that, because we believe, you know, that God has given people different gifts. And so often I think in church that finance is sort of hidden away and not talked about, and it's hush-hush. And those people who have perhaps been given a gift to make money, it's almost seen as something that is dishonouring to God, when actually, you know, it's something that God has placed into their hand and that they want to develop that and be able to give in a particular way. So that's something we really want to encourage and develop this year. So if that's you, if you through those vision talks last week thought, you know what, that's one of the areas that I really feel that God has blessed me, and I want to really understand how I can really develop that, come and see me.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm really excited about it. It's about forming a community where those involved in those kind of management and senior roles, those involved in business, doing their own business, can find a community and be part of it and understand that part of their life can influence and can make a huge difference for the kingdom of God. And the key thing about the thinking is you don't need to be in that place to be part of the Kingdom Builders. It's not about that. It's about those who have a heart. So, you know, you could be in your 20s and dreaming about building a business, and you're welcome to be part of it. Or you could be a teenager and going, you know, one day I'd love to write a 5,000 or a 10,000 or a 50,000 or a 100 or £1 million check to bless the kingdom of God. And you say, and we'll say, hey, come along at 12, 13 and meet these group of people, and they'll help you, they'll train you, they'll believe along with you. And just to form that community of people are going like, this is our gift. And we want to, as all the other gifts, we want to honour and help them go forward.
So, Andy, we're going to hand over to you now. And why do you not tell us what you're doing this year? Because you've just taken on something different within church life. So what are you and Chrissy involved in at the moment?
Well, we're leading the Lancaster Extension Service. Come on, there's some excited people there. We're pioneering. We're kind of breaking out. Last year, we were talking about breaking out of where we were as individuals, as in a church, and part of that was the Northeast team, which some of the Northeast team here tonight. It's awesome to have you. and also starting the Lancaster Extension Service. So Chrissy and I and a small team of us who really felt called by God just from the get-go, they're like, hey, we want to be involved in this and we want to pioneer with you, believe God's calling us to do this. Some of the team have physically moved up there as well and just said, hey, we're all in to do this, which is fantastic. We started kind of, the whole process began about 18 months ago, kind of with Vision and Ed and Michelle's heart coming out to Chrissy and I and get involved and then the team gathering together. And then earlier on last year, we started a Connect group. Him up there every couple of weeks. So just a gathering of people, a gathering of the team. But our heart at that point was really to be open. Because as a church, we love God, we love life, but we love people. That's right. We love people. And we wanted to be completely open. And the Connect group was the way we had monthly services as well. But the Connect was a real way to connect with people and open people, open our hearts, open our very lives. I guess we kind of started doing that before the vision, just because of Ed and Michelle's heart coming out through Chrissy and I. And so we were really open with our Connect group, and we wanted to see people come and join that and become part of who we were. And it was amazing as we did that, as I know you guys have talked so much about having room for one more friend in your life. That as we did that, just people started to come along, because God sends people to those who he can trust and those who have room in their hearts and their lives to it. Right. And can I encourage and inspire you? If you open yourself to having another friend in your life, God will send another amazing person into your life. God has another amazing friend. Maybe you haven't a best friend at the moment. You can open your heart and God will send a best friend into your life. I can see some of you smiling and knowing that that's happened to you over this last year. And it happened to us. We had a couple of people, especially a girl called Amanda, who came, who was connected to us through a mutual friend. Chrissy met for coffee, said, hey, why don't you come to a Connect group? Through the Connect group, she connected with us and become part of our church. And she's incredible. And then it kind of just snowballed and has grown from there. And now we're doing Sunday morning services, which is why we're not here on Sunday mornings if you're used to us being here, and why we're not here on the platform so much and all this sort of thing, because we're pioneering up in Lancaster.
That's brilliant what you're doing, and we're, you know, as a church, you're part of us, and doing what we want. So, you've talked about your connects and about what you did, and you've been briefed by Katie, our Connect group leader. What's the plan and dream for our connects, not just here, but across all the locations going forward, after your experience?
Yeah, I guess the dream is to do similar to what we've done, in that have open connects. You know, connect groups, if you've been in church life any length of time, connect groups traditionally been more closed, you know, a group of Christians gathering together for mutual support, encouragement, fellowship, all good stuff. But we want it to be so much more than that. Do those things, yes. But actually to be open, so that we as a church, we invite and bring our friends, our family, just say, hey, I'm hanging out with a bunch of friends tonight. Do you want to come along? And we did that as a group, as a connect. We encouraged every single one of them. Some of the guys have brought people along with them. And when that happens, we change how we do connect. So that if it's just a group of Christians that we know, hey, yeah, maybe we'll do a Bible study and, you know, really go into the Word of God and go into that. But if there's a whole bunch of people here who are far from Christ, maybe never been into church before, we don't go deep into a Bible study. We connect together, we build friendship, we have some fun, maybe just do some real simple things. But as a church, we want all of our connects to be like that. Places where we can bring people, where we're comfortable to bring along a friend or a neighbor along with us. And we know that as we bring those people along, that those people are connecting, actually, this is another friend from me there. And so everybody is open and welcoming things. We're not closed off to that. And that's what we want for every single one of our Connect groups. And that's pretty much what Katie said.
Well said, Katie.
Well done, Katie. So the plan ahead is that all our groups will be open, and you'll be able to ask your friends from and your community directly into the Connect group. They don't need to come through church, or they can just come and be part of your group and encounter God and his love and the love of this spiritual family and care at Direct, which will lead me brilliantly into my now very short message, which I was going to, very, very short message. But let's give everybody a hand, and the team will come and sort things out for us a bit. I'll only take 2 minutes, and then we'll come into our finish a bit. We just wanted to share something of the heart and passion in the various ministries, very practically, so you could see it. Perhaps you might have a heart for a certain area, and get so you'd be praying into it, and that kind of thing. Now, I just want to encourage you to do one or two things on the back of that. The first one is keep praying. We've had a month of prayer and fasting. Just because we've finished the official month, don't stop. Let's keep praying, let's keep fasting, and let's keep believing that God is going to do something amazing in our lives, in the lives that we love, in the lives of our communities. Secondly, can I encourage you to bring people along to these things? Whether a church or an extension service or a connect group or a kids work or a youth work and other ministries that we're not mentioned, let's be a church that brings it. It says in Hebrews chapter 10, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the gospel to be. And you're doing an amazing thing by actually letting people know about Jesus and bringing them into the family. Get involved somewhere. Obviously, you know, Mel, if she was here, would go like, please sign up. Everybody sign up. Please sign up. And, you know, if you're free or you can make yourself free for those 3 days, why you say, this is going to be 3 days that I'm going to give. And I'm going to see not just children, but whole families transformed as they come and enjoy an amazing family and enjoy an amazing time, a welcoming, a loving home, and go like, you know, I would love to be part of this. And we're already praying and believing for that. And then after that, perhaps, hopefully, some kind of after-schools club where some of these children might come and have a home and get taught and things like that. So do think about volunteering. Please encourage everybody. It says in Hebrews 3:13, encourage each other daily. And you can't encourage people too much. I had one of the guys here. I don't know him very well. He's been here for 4 years, and he ran after me and grabbed me. Now, as a pastor, I'm always a little worried when people do that, because it's like, it's not always good news. But he came up and he said, Pastor Ed, I just have to say thank you. I'm like, this is good. This is good. And he spent 5 minutes just thanking me for all sorts of things. And he said, I know Brits aren't great, so I just wanted to say thank you so much for being an amazing pastor and stuff. I won't tell you everything because I'll have a big head by the time I finish. But it is so great. You know, let's encourage those people on stage, those people you know involved in ministry. Just doesn't, you know, need a good reason to say, we just think you're awesome. You're doing an awesome job. We're just awesome. Let's encourage. And finally, let's believe in God for amazing things. We're going to pray for the finances this year. We're going to pray for new Christians this year. We're going to pray that we share our very lives. Pray that we release some of you into your bringing, giving, and connecting. But let's believe as we do that, something significant will happen. I spoke this morning from the parable of the talents and nicked Tim's giving talk. I didn't know Tim. I'm really sorry about that. But at the end of that story, as I said this morning, when the guy who'd used his talents wisely and well for the building of the master's kingdom, and he presents his 5 and another 5, and the guy presents his 2 and another 2, the master says, well done, good and faithful servant. Come in. I will make you responsible for many things. And church, through all these ministries, through all we do, as we're responsible, as we develop and grow what God has given us, God will give us many things. Personally, individually, in our families, in our communities, in our businesses, and also in church life. He'll say, I can trust you. I will give you many things. He also says, welcome into my glorious company. Enjoy me. Enjoy all that I have. And that's what God does. And this year, let us as we support and pray for these ministries and these ventures, let's also, with our very lives, pray and believe, encourage, and believe that God will do incredible things in them and start incredible things in the future.